the leadership question that unlocks team performance. In the complex world of leadership, where strategies, systems, and structures often dominate the conversation, there exists a simple yet profound tool that can dramatically transform team performance: the art of asking the right question. While many leaders focus on providing answers and solutions, the most effective leaders understand that asking powerful questions builds stronger, more engaged teams and unlocks hidden potential within their organizations. The question that consistently transforms team dynamics and drives exceptional performance is deceptively simple: what do you think? This three-word inquiry, when used strategically and authentically, has the power to shift team culture, increase engagement, foster innovation, and create a sense of ownership that traditional command and control leadership approaches simply cannot achieve. Why questions matter more than answers. Traditional leadership models often position leaders as the primary source of solutions and direction. However, this approach creates several limitations that can stifle team performance. When leaders constantly provide answers, team members become passive recipients rather than active contributors. They wait for direction instead of taking initiative, and they rely on their leaders' thinking rather than developing their own problem-solving capabilities. The shift from answer-giving to question-asking represents a fundamental transformation in leadership philosophy. Research demonstrates that leaders who prioritize questioning over telling create environments where team members feel valued, heard, and empowered to contribute their unique perspectives and expertise. When you ask, "What do you think?" you immediately signal to your team that their opinions matter, their expertise is valued, and their input can influence outcomes. This simple question transforms the dynamic from a hierarchical information flow to a collaborative problem-solving partnership. The psychological impact is profound. Team members shift from feeling like order takers to feeling like valued contributors whose insights can shape the organization's direction. The psychology behind effective questioning. Understanding why "what do you think?" is so powerful requires examining the psychological principles that drive human motivation and engagement. At its core, this question taps into fundamental human needs for autonomy, competence, and connection, the three pillars of intrinsic motivation identified by self-determination theory. When you ask team members what they think, you're granting them autonomy by inviting them to exercise their judgment and decision-making capabilities. You're acknowledging their competence by recognizing that they possess valuable knowledge and insights. Most importantly, you're fostering connection by creating a dialogue rather than a monologue, establishing a relationship built on mutual respect and collaboration. The question also activates what psychologists call the generation effect, the phenomenon where people remember and value information more highly when they've participated in creating it. When team members contribute to solutions and strategies through their responses to thoughtful questions, they develop a stronger sense of ownership and commitment to implementation. This ownership dramatically improves performance outcomes because people are naturally more invested in ideas they helped create. Creating a culture of inquiry. Implementing "what do you think?" as a leadership tool requires more than simply asking the question occasionally. It demands creating a culture where inquiry is valued, diverse perspectives are welcomed, and psychological safety enables honest dialogue. This cultural transformation doesn't happen overnight, but the benefits compound over time as team members become more comfortable sharing their thoughts and taking intellectual risks. The most effective leaders understand that questioning represents a hidden leadership skill that determines team performance at the highest levels. They create structured opportunities for team input, establish norms that encourage diverse viewpoints, and demonstrate through their actions that they genuinely value and act upon the insights they receive. Building this culture requires consistency and authenticity. Team members quickly recognize when questions are asked perfunctorily versus when they're asked with genuine curiosity and openness to influence. Leaders must be prepared to hear perspectives that challenge their assumptions, contradict their initial thoughts, or propose alternative approaches they hadn't considered. The willingness to be influenced by team input is what transforms questioning from a manipulation technique into a genuine leadership practice. Strategic applications across leadership scenarios. The power of "what do you think?" extends across virtually every leadership scenario, from routine team meetings to crisis management situations. In strategic planning sessions, this question can unlock innovative approaches that wouldn't emerge through traditional brainstorming methods. When facing complex challenges, it enables leaders to tap into the collective intelligence of their teams rather than relying solely on their own perspective. During performance discussions, asking "what do you think?" transforms potentially confrontational conversations into collaborative problem-solving sessions. Instead of simply delivering feedback, leaders can engage team members in analyzing their own performance, identifying improvement opportunities, and developing action plans. This approach increases buy-in and reduces resistance because team members participate in crafting their development strategies. In decision-making scenarios, particularly those involving significant organizational change, asking for team input before announcing decisions can dramatically improve implementation success. Coaching-oriented questions that improve team performance help leaders understand potential obstacles, uncover implementation concerns, and identify resources or support that team members need to succeed. The art of follow-up questions. While "What do you think?" is powerful as a standalone question, its impact multiplies when combined with effective follow-up inquiries. The initial question opens the door, but follow-up questions demonstrate genuine interest and help extract deeper insights. Questions like "What led you to that conclusion?" or "How do you think we should approach that?" or "What would need to happen for that to work?" show that you're not just collecting opinions but genuinely engaging with the ideas presented. Effective follow-up questioning also helps team members think more deeply about their responses. When someone shares an initial thought, well-crafted follow-up questions can help them explore implications, consider alternative perspectives, or develop more nuanced solutions. This process not only generates better ideas but also develops team members' critical thinking and analytical skills over time. The key to effective follow-up questioning lies in maintaining genuine curiosity and avoiding leading questions that push team members toward predetermined conclusions. The goal is exploration and discovery, not validation of existing ideas or manipulation of team thinking toward specific outcomes. Overcoming common implementation challenges. Many leaders struggle with implementing question-based leadership approaches because they fear losing control, appearing indecisive, or slowing down decision-making processes. These concerns are understandable but often reflect misunderstandings about how effective questioning actually works in practice. First, asking "What do you think?" doesn't mean abdicating leadership responsibility or decision-making authority. Leaders remain ultimately accountable for outcomes and retain the ability to make final decisions. However, they gather valuable input that improves decision quality and increases implementation effectiveness. Strong leadership involves knowing when to gather input and when to provide direction, and the most effective leaders master both capabilities. Time concerns are also frequently cited as barriers to question-based leadership. While it's true that asking questions and listening to responses takes more time than simply providing directions, this investment typically pays dividends through reduced implementation time, fewer revisions, and higher quality outcomes. When team members understand the reasoning behind decisions and feel invested in solutions, execution becomes more efficient and effective. Some leaders worry that asking questions will expose their own knowledge gaps or make them appear uncertain. In reality, the opposite is typically true. Leaders who ask thoughtful questions are generally perceived as more confident, more collaborative, and more interested in achieving the best possible outcomes rather than protecting their ego or maintaining the appearance of having all the answers. Adapting your questioning style to different situations. While "What do you think?" serves as a versatile foundation question, effective leaders adapt their questioning approach based on the situation, the individuals involved, and the desired outcomes. In crisis situations requiring immediate action, the question might be modified to "What do you think our immediate priorities should be?" or "What risks are we not seeing?" These variations maintain the collaborative spirit while acknowledging time constraints. When working with newer team members who might feel intimidated by open-ended questions, leaders can provide more structure. "What do you think about approach A versus approach B?" or "What do you think we should consider before moving forward?" These modified versions still invite input while offering some guidance for less experienced contributors. In situations where leaders must communicate difficult decisions, asking "What do you think?" after explaining the rationale can help gauge team reactions, identify implementation concerns, and demonstrate respect for team members' perspectives even when their input won't change the decision itself. Measuring the impact of question-based leadership. The effectiveness of question-based leadership approaches becomes evident through several measurable indicators. Team engagement scores typically improve as members feel more valued and heard. Innovation metrics often increase as diverse perspectives contribute to creative problem-solving. Employee retention rates frequently improve when people feel their opinions matter and their expertise is utilized. More immediately observable changes include increased participation in meetings, more volunteer contributions to projects, and higher quality of ideas generated during problem-solving sessions. Team members become more proactive in identifying opportunities and challenges, reducing the leader's burden of constant oversight and direction setting. Perhaps most importantly, question-based leadership develops the next generation of leaders within your organization. Team members who are regularly asked for their thoughts develop stronger analytical skills, greater confidence in their judgment, and increased comfort with leadership responsibilities. This creates a positive cycle where improved individual capabilities contribute to enhanced team performance. Advanced questioning techniques for maximum impact. As leaders become more comfortable with basic questioning approaches, they can incorporate advanced techniques that maximize the impact of their inquiries. Scenario-based questions help teams think through complex situations. What do you think would happen if we took this approach in 6 months? Or what do you think our customers would say about this change? Perspective-shifting questions encourage broader thinking. What do you think someone completely outside our industry would say about this challenge? Or what do you think our competitors would do in this situation? These approaches help teams break out of conventional thinking patterns and discover innovative solutions. Integration questions help synthesize diverse viewpoints. What do you think are the common themes in what we've discussed? Or what do you think represents the best combination of the ideas we've heard? These techniques help transform individual insights into collective intelligence and team consensus. Handling pressure situations with strategic questioning. One of the most challenging aspects of question-based leadership involves maintaining this approach during high-pressure situations. When deadlines are tight, stakes are high, or stress levels are elevated, the natural tendency is to revert to directive leadership styles. However, effective leaders understand how to communicate strategically even under pressure, and strategic questioning often becomes more valuable, not less, during challenging times. In pressure situations, what do you think? Can be adapted to focus on immediate priorities and critical concerns. Questions like what do you think is our biggest risk right now? Or what do you think we're missing in our current plan? Help teams rapidly identify potential problems and generate solutions under time constraints. The key during high-pressure situations is maintaining the collaborative spirit while acknowledging time limitations. Leaders might say, "We need to make this decision in the next hour. What do you think are the most important factors we should consider?" This approach maintains team engagement while clearly communicating urgency and constraints. Building long-term organizational capability. The ultimate goal of question-based leadership extends beyond immediate team performance improvements to building long-term organizational capability and resilience. When what do you think becomes embedded in organizational culture, it creates systems that can adapt, innovate, and thrive regardless of specific leadership changes or external challenges. Organizations that embrace questioning cultures develop stronger problem-solving capabilities at all levels. Employees become more comfortable identifying issues, proposing solutions, and taking initiative without waiting for explicit direction. This distributed intelligence enables faster responses to market changes, customer needs, and competitive pressures. Furthermore, developing a questioning culture creates more resilient organizations that can navigate uncertainty and complexity more effectively. When people are accustomed to thinking critically, sharing perspectives, and collaborating on solutions, they're better equipped to handle unexpected challenges and capitalize on emerging opportunities. The leadership development benefits are particularly significant. Organizations that consistently ask team members, "What do you think?" naturally develop stronger leadership pipelines as people gain experience in strategic thinking, decision-making, and collaborative problem-solving. These individuals become more effective leaders themselves when promoted, creating a positive cycle of leadership development throughout the organization. Conclusion. The power of "What do you think?" lies not just in the question itself, but in what it represents, a fundamental shift from hierarchical control to collaborative leadership, from individual decision-making to collective intelligence, from compliance-based management to engagement-driven leadership. This simple question unlocks team performance by tapping into the most valuable resource any organization possesses: the knowledge, creativity, and commitment of its people. Implementing this approach requires courage, patience, and genuine commitment to valuing team input. It demands that leaders become comfortable with uncertainty, open to influence, and focused on outcomes rather than ego. However, the rewards: increased engagement, improved performance, enhanced innovation, and stronger organizational capability make this one of the most valuable investments any leader can make. The transformation doesn't require complex systems, expensive training programs, or major organizational restructuring. It begins with three simple words: "What do you think?" The question that unlocks team performance is waiting for leaders brave enough to ask it and wise enough to listen to the answers.